Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by Steve Anderson. Steve is the Executive Director of the Washington County Conservation Board, and he's here to talk to us today about the tree harvest that is going on currently at the English River Wildlife Area.
So how big will the harvest be this time?
How big? We are the English River Wildlife Area harvest that we're doing covers approximately 43 acres up there out of the 780 plus acres in the whole place. So, yep.
Okay, and how many trees do you expect to be harvested?
I don't have a number. What we did is we set an area and set parameters within the area, and we didn't actually take an account of the trees.
Okay. Yeah, it said something about 200,000 feet.
Yes, and that is actually the logger's estimate of the volume of trees that they bought. It's not a number that we created, but it's the one that they used when they submitted their bid. And so they told us what they estimated. We did not estimate, they did.
So is the harvest completed?
It is not. They actually have shut the harvest down right now due to the thawing and raining and carrying on conditions. So they're, out of respect for the land, they have actually delayed some of their activity. They'll go right back in as soon as it gets back below freezing again.
And what types of trees are set to be taken down?
It is predominantly silver maple, which is soft maple. And I would say it's probably at least 90% silver maple. But they are also allowed to take ash and locust and hackberry and elm, although there are none of those.
And are there any kinds of trees that are exempt?
Yes. We are specifically withholding all of the oaks, all of the walnuts, and again, there aren't any actually in there, and all of the cottonwoods. But there are actually oaks and cottonwoods that are in there and are not to be taken.
And how much was paid for this, and what will the money be used for?
A little over $81,000 that the Washington County Conservation Board received and were allowed to put into our capital projects account. And that money will be used for all of the projects that we're doing within Washington County, whatever projects that come along in the next few years. It's actually not, there isn't a specific thing listed, but we have a whole gamut of things that we hope to accomplish with it.
And what kinds of equipment are being used up there? You had mentioned that they had to stop because of the kind of thaw right now.
Yes, they are, and it's kind of new age to me, but it's very exciting to kind of watch them work. They're using what's more or less traditional skidder, which almost everyone who's been around logging understands that's a machine that backs up and actually drags the logs out to the truck. But to actually bring the tree down, they're using what looks a little bit like a smaller, stockier version of an excavator, and it actually grabs hold of the tree, and then it has a hydraulic saw on the bottom of it, so it cuts it right close to the ground and actually controls the fall and helps cut them into the lengths that they want and everything. Makes it really, really fast and you know, I think a lot safer for, obviously, the guy sitting in a cab instead of out there where the tree is, so I feel like it's a lot safer for the operator.
Do they know when the harvest is expected to be completed?
When they came in, they estimated that it would take them 2 weeks, and in reality, you know, they have a year and a half to 2 years to actually accomplish this, but I anticipate by the time they leave, they'll have accomplished this so long as it goes back to freezing, which is very apt to do. And I would suppose, because of the delay related to the weather, that the 2 weeks could easily become three.
And what comes next for the area?
The next thing for us will be, we will probably go back into the area just to evaluate the trees that are left and make maybe a few more management decisions. In other words, we may or may not decide to harvest a few more other species that we would, you know, or individual trees that might be in the way of our future management. And otherwise, we'll simply allow nature to take its course and it'll start to grow all back.
Again, that is Steve Anderson of the Washington County Conservation Board. He was here talking to us today about the English River Wildlife Area having a timber harvest. We thank Steve for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.